you're saying, oh, you focus more and more on one star shining in your heart, in the deep blue space of your heart. And when your breath runs out, you just shut up and you listen to that star itself. Thoughts start to intrude, then you take a deep breath again. I want to hear you with me this time. Then you focus on the star. Breath has run out, you just keep your focus and imagine that in the center of your heart is this awe sound. When the thoughts start to intrude for the third time, you take a deep breath. Mantra that almost always is said after you do the ah, and it goes Om Akaro Mukham Sarvadamanamadiyanyupanyatvat. And it means Om, ah is first because of the primordial non-arising of all events. Because there is no first cause. Om, ah. A Karo, K-A-R-O, Mukham, Om, A, or A, sorry, Karo, K-A-R-O, Mukham, M-U-K-H-A-M, Sarva, Dharma Nam NAM Adi ADY Anut ANUT Panatwat PANNATVAT Om Akaro Mukham Sarvadamana Madhyanudbhanam. That means Om Ah is first because of the primordial non-arising of all events. It also means nothing is ever created, void nature, in the void nature. Ah is also the syllable. There's many, many meanings to this mantra. This is very beautiful. Just this part of it is very beautiful, doing the ah. And then Om Akaro Mukham Sarvadamana Madhyanudbhanapanyapa. Ah is considered to be the syllable of loving kindness. It is said to be the sound that you hear in space. All of space is filled with the energy of loving kindness. So that is said that, and that to hint at what this mantra is also saying, that Whatever arises and passes away is the dance of love. It is no thing. And there's also hinting at that. And just meditating on these three things that we've talked about so far is worth about, 5 years of your life. But this is just the introduction to the Alicali alphabet, so I don't get caught up here. So after you have done that part, right, you got this? 1, 2, 3, okay. You've done the Om Swabhava, and then you've done the Ah syllable, and you've listened to it, the light, and listened to it. Then you said Om Akaro Mukham Sarvadhamana Madhya Nudpanatva. And now you are at the point where you realize the radiance. Rather than self as a fixed object, self as energy fluctuation, with awe shining, loving kindness in space, dancing different cause and effect around, right? That's what you are. So that's deity. So the next thing it says is, I am the deity. I'll give you the English first, and then we'll do that. Okay? I am the deity. On my tongue, from ah, and this is a short ah, the other one is a long, the other one is ah, this is ah. From ah, a moon. Right on the tip of your tongue, from ah, a moon. On it, tell me if I'm going too fast. From palm, P-A-M. A white lotus, tiny white lotus, tiny lotus. Round its center of the lotus, round its center, white ali, A-L-I, long A. Clockwise. Then red Kali, long A, K-A-L-I, counterclockwise, then the heart of dependent arising, blue and I recite them in snake-like succession. With the innermost first. So you start with the Ali, and then the Kali, and then the heart of dependent origination. So now we're going to do that in Tibetan. Do you want to write it above what you already did, or do you want to write it in a separate line? It's up to you. So, rang, like bell. Rang, ni, N-Y-I. Lar, L-H-A-R. Whenever you see L-H-A, or that L sound, it means light, or deity, means radiance. La. So this is Lar. Sal, S-A-L. Chi, C-H-E. Teng, T-E-N-G. Du, D-U. Rang ni Lar Sal Chi Teng Du. Okay, got that? Ah. So A, and then La with two little dots above the A, La, Da, D-A, Teng, T-E-N-G, Pam, P-A-M, Kar, K-A-R, T apostrophe A-R. Kar is white. Pam is Pam. Kar is the color white. Tar. T apostrophe A-R. And then the next line, Ali, written with a long A. Carpo, K-A-R-P-O. Ya, with the two dots over the A. Cor. Ya, with the two dots over the A. Ali, Carpo, Ya, Cor, Dang, D apostrophe A-N-G. K-O-R, sorry. Ali, Carpo, Ya, Cor, Dang. And then it's going to go Kali, Marpo, Yon, Cor, Dang. Kali, Marpo, M-A-R-P-O. Yon, Y-O-N. Cor, K-O-R, D apostrophe A-N-G. So that's the Ali and that's the Kali, and here comes the heart of dependent arising. Ten, T-E-N, Nying, N-Y-I-N-G, Ngong, N-G-O-N, with two dots over the O, Po, P-O, Yao, with two dots over the A, Cor, La, K-O-R-L-A.
That's one word?
No, two words. Cor, La. And this is that you recite them in snake-like succession. Mik, M-I-K, N-A with two dots over the A, Nang, N-A-N-G, Rim, R-I-M, D-R-U-L with two dots over the U, D apostrophe U, D-A with two dots over the A. So, Rang ni la sa che ten du a la da teng pam kartar Ali kar po ya ko dang Kali mar po ya ko dang Ten ning nong po ya ko la Mik na nang rim du du da. Okay. And comes the Ali Kali. So there you are, you're the deity, you have done the Om Svabhava Shuddha. You've done the Om Akaro Mukam Sarvadamanam Adhyanut Padinyatvat. Then you sat there and you felt the radiant energy and you say, I am the deity on my tongue, Prama, a moon disc, from palm, a lotus, round its center, white Ali clockwise, then red Kali counterclockwise, then the heart of dependent arising clockwise. I recite them in snake-like succession. With the innermost first. And then you focus. Sometimes I feel as if there is a huge Yidam figure around my body when I'm sitting here. Do it any way you want. To focus on your tongue and you imagine that this small little circle of white light is circling around and sending rays of white light everywhere. As you say, So do you want me to give this to you?
Mm-hmm.
Om. Om. A, and then an A with a bar over it, long A. I, and then an I with a bar over it, long I. U, and then a U with a bar. Ri, R-I, but a dot under the R. And then another Ri, but a long I, the bar over the I. Then Li, L-I, and then a long Li. L-I with a bar over the I. Okay, so you got a, e, u, r, li. Now you go E, just your ordinary letter E, which is pronounced E. And then A-I, e-a, o, and then A-U, O-O, then A-M, with a dot under the M, and then A-H, ah, Swaha, Swaha. So it's om. Ah, ah, it, eh, ooh, ri, it, eh, o, oh, om, ah, swa. You say that three times, and you have a sense of the white light moving clockwise in a little circle from your tongue. Om, ah, ah, eh, eh, ooh, ooh, ri, ri. Om ah ah e e u u re re le le e e om ah swa. Okay. And now you go to the red light, and you're going to do the kali. So ah li is li means letter, letter, basically. Syllable or letter. Sometimes it's translated as syllable, but it means letter. So the A letters and the Ka letters are what you're doing. You're doing the A Li and the Ka Li. Ali Kali alphabet. It's the A letters and the Ka letters. So the Ka letters, strangely enough, again you start with Om to do it in mantra form. Then it's Ka is the first one, the first letter, first consonant letter. And then ka, kha, ka, 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 ka. And then ga, ga, and then gha. And then, so it's ka, ka, ga, ga. And then they're in groups of five. So this first one is ka, ka, ga, ga, la. N-G-A, back of the throat, wah, ka ka ga ga nga. Okay, that's it there. Om ka ka ga ga nga. Then the next group of five, C-A, which is pronounced like cha. And then C-H-A, which is pronounced like C-H-H-A, cha. With a real breath in it, cha, 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 and then J-A, and then J-H-A, and then an N-A, N-A, but it's a Spanish N, nya, so it's moved up now, the nasal of it, so a bit, nga, nya, nga, nya, right? There are four different pronunciations of N in the Ali Kali alphabet. Okay. So it's ka ka ga ga nga, cha cha ja ja nya. And then T-A, and it has a dot under the T, which means it has a slight T-H sound. T. It's not a clean T, it's more like a T. Almost like you're spitting politely. And then T-H-A with a dot under the T. There's a dot under it, isn't it? I've lost my place here. Oh yeah, there it is. Oh, so ta-ta, and then D-A with a dot under the D. And then D-H-A. And then N-A, but it's which it has a dot under the N, so it's a slight no, no. It you say it almost like an N, but you put it through your nose. No, no. So, okay, you ready for that? You ready? Ta ta da da na. Okay, and then the next group. So that's the third group of five, right? We've done three groups of five now, is T-A, T-H-A, D-A, D-H-A, N-A, ordinary N, ordinary D, ordinary T. Okay? T-A, T-H-A, D-A, D-H-A, N-A. So it's ta ta da da na. Okay. And then it goes to a pa, P A, P H A, then B, ba, B A, B H A, and then ma, it should be, yeah, ma, M A. So that's the last group of five. One, two, three, four. There's five groups of five, right? And then comes the vowel sounds, which are the same as the seed syllables for each of the elements. Ya, Y-A, Ra, R-A, La, L-A, Va, or Wa, V-A. And now comes the breathing consonants, which are the S sounds. An S with a accent aigu over it. With S with so that's like, you know the word shri, S-R-I, it has that accent, and so it's sa, 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 and then the next one is S with a dot under it, with an H. So it's sa sha sa sha. And the next one is S A. So it's S asonic U A. S with a dot under it, H A. And then the next one is just S A. Then ha H A. And then our favorite of all time, K, S with a dot under it, H, A. Ksha. Ksha. And then swaha. So this is red. And it's going counterclockwise around the white one that's going clockwise. Om, ka, ka, ga, ga, nga. Cha cha ja ja tra 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 nya ta ta da da na pa 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 ma ya ra la wa sa sha sa ha ksha so om ka ka ga ga wa cha cha ja ja ta ta da da na, ta ta da da na, pa pa ba ba ma, ya ra la wa sa sha sa ha ksha so ha. Om ka ka ga ga ma, cha 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 nya, ta ta da da nya, ta ta da da na, pa pa ba ba ma, ya ra la wa sa sha sa ha ksha so ha. Okay? So that's red counterclockwise. Now comes blue clockwise. This is the great mantra of the heart of dependent arising. This is the great mantra that the two great friends who wanted to dedicate their lives to a spiritual practice, and they had studied with all the teachers in their reach, and they finally decided that what they needed to do was split up, and they would let each other know if they found any great teacher. And one of them was walking along a street, and he met this fellow. He said, "Oh, where are you coming from?" And the guy said, "Oh, there's this teacher down the road. He's just teaching in the field over there." And he said, "Oh, is he a good teacher?" "Oh, he's an excellent teacher. What does he teach?" And he said, "Om ye dharma he tu prabhava hitun tik." Chanta tagata yuvadata tichanta chayo yo niroto evam vadi mahashramani swaha. And this person who was looking for a great teacher immediately awakened. Because what he said was, om of dharmas which arise from a cause, the tathagata, the thus gone, has proclaimed the cause, and the cessation, the truth-telling, great ascetic, Swaha. Now, it's one of those things that you have to repeat a whole lot before you get what you're making. Or you get someone to give a class on it. I am not going to. Right now, we're just going to put it Om, Yay, Y-E, Dharma, D-H-A-R-M-A. Hetu, H-E-T-U, means root. Hetu. And here's Bawa again, but it's got pra in front of it instead of swa. P-R-A-B-H-A-V-A. P-R-A, Bawa, B-H-A-V-A. Prabawa. And this is a long A in this case, meaning it's plural. Prabawa. Dharmas, all existences, all things that manifest. Hetun, H-E-T-U-N, H-E-T-U-N. It's the same word as Hetu, but it's just got a slightly different case ending. Teshan, T-E-S-H-A-N. Tathagato, T-A, T-H, long A, G-A-T-O. Hyawada, which means heart, H-Y-A-V-A-D-A. Ta, T-A. And that's usually the first phrase. It's usually where you take a breath. So usually there's a slash there. Om yidama hetu prabhava hetun teshan tathagata hyavadata. Teshan now, T-E-S-H-A-N. Cha, C-A. Yo, Y-O. Yo. Nirodha, N-I-R-O-D-H-A, means extinction or the going out. Nirvana has a similar root. Nirodha, N-I-R-O-D-H-A. Evam, E-V-A-M, thus. Wadi, V-W, V long A, D long I, Wadi. Maha, M-A-H-A, long A. Shramana, S with an axonic U above it, R-A. M-A-N-A-H. Yay, Y-E. Swaha, long A's, both of them. Translation, Om, of Dharmas, which originate from causes, the Tathagata has proclaimed the causes and their cessation. The truth-telling, great ascetic. If you think a little bit about what we were talking about, the Papanchasagati yesterday, about the world of diffuseness or the phenomenal world, which is all coming into being, existing and passing away, but not permanent. You might have a little bit of an idea of what this statement is talking about. So this is blue and going clockwise. Om yedana hetu prabhava hetun deshan tathagata. Teshancha yo nirodho evam vadi maha shramana hesu. You've already got that it's blue and going clockwise because that was in the directions before we started on the walk. Om yedama hetu prabhava hetun teshan tathagata yavadata. Teshancha yo nirodho evam vadi. Shramana Iswaha Om Yidam Hetu Shanchayo Nirodho Eva. Okay? This is the whole Alikali mantra meditation. So now you've done that three times, you've done each of these three times, and then you say, light from this, I'll just read this quickly and then we'll go back over it so you get some idea of what's happening. Light from the speech and mantra garland summons inspiring power of speech, worldly and supermundane. It also purifies all of your speech. In the form of the three mantras, which are Om, Ah, Om. The seven perfect royal treasures, which are basically the Tibetan representation of the seven factors of enlightenment. There is the precious wheel, the precious jewel, the precious minister, the queen, the elephant, the horse, and the general. And they represent the seven factors of enlightenment, which are, if you want me to, I can tell you which are which, but at the moment we'll just keep it at that, which are sati, or mindfulness, awareness, and then investigation of dharma, and energy, and piti, which is the horse. The horse has all these different scrolls in it, and his fur, his coat goes in all the different symbols and patterns.
These things that make everyday living more pleasurable for the majority of people.
Thank you for your call.
The eight lucky signs. Now you know the eight lucky signs, or you've seen them around at different places. These are the eight lucky signs in this border. So you have here the umbrellas, the unending knot, the wheel, the seashell, the conch shell. That's the banners. That's the umbrella, that's the vase, that's the lotus, and that's the two fish. And those are the eight signs in Buddhism, the eight lucky signs. So the light goes out and it summons all these blessings, that is to say, it increases the power of those things in you. And when the light returns with these blessings, they all come into your whole body, and especially into the moon disc and the lotus and the three spinning circles on your tongue. It melts and forms into this small little crystal clear drop that's slightly reddish on the top, slightly white on the top, slightly red on the bottom. And that just sits there like a little jewel for a moment, then it melts into your tongue, and this sweet nectar permeates your whole tongue, and you swallow. I highly recommend that you practice this meditation. It doesn't take so long. Don't worry about whether it actually happens as it says. So let's just do the last bit. Do you want the English or the Tibetan first? Tibetan first. Sa, S-A, Bon, B-O-N, N-G-A-L, Teng, T-E-N-G, O with the two dots over it, means light, Zer, Z-E-R, G-J-Y-I. Jik, J-I-K, T-E-N, D-A with two dots over the A, Dang, D-A-N-G, Ma, M-A, Da, D-A, K-Y-I, he. Sung, S-U-N-G, Ngak, N-G-A-K, Jin, J-I-N, Tu, T-U, another Ngak, N-G-A-K, Sum, S-U-M, Dang, D-A-N-G. Pun, P-U-N, Sok, S-O-K, T-S-O-K, Sok. Gyal, G-Y-A-L, like Nam Gyal, G-Y-A-L. C-S-I, Rinchen, R-I-N-C-H-E-N. Dun, D-U-N, with two dots over the U. Tashi, which means blessing. Tak, T-A-K. Jia, G-Y-A. Nam, N-A-M. Par, P-A-R. Kuk, K-U-K. Dim, T-I-M. Pa, P-A. T-E-N, ten. Nying, N-Y-I-N-G. Kali, K-A-L-I. Dang, D-A-N-G. This is the Kali dissolving now. Ali, the Ali has long A, and the A in Kali was also long A. Ali, Padma, P-A-D-M-A, the alley and the lotus, Da, D-A, D-A-N, Dan, Nam, N-A-M, N-G-A, Nga, Ma, M-A, Chir, C-H-I-R, Tim, T-I-M, B-J, B-I-J-A-Y, Gyur, G-Y-U-R. D-E, D, Yang, Y-A-N-G, Kar, K-A-R, Mar, M-A-R, D-U, Du, T-S-I-R, Dutsu, it's like nectar. Zu, Z-H-U. Chair, C-H-E-R. Tim, T-I-M. Dorje, D-O-R-J-E-I. Dorje. Rang, R-A-N-G. Zin, Z-H-I-N. Pure, G-Y-U-R. English goes. Light from the speech and mantra garlands. Summons inspiring power of speech. Worldly and supramundane. In the form of the three mantras, which means Om Aham, so the realm of body, the realm of speech, and the realm of mind. The seven perfect royal treasures, which are basically the seven factors of enlightenment. And the eight lucky signs. So all these different things come into you. When these dissolve into you, the heart of dependent arising, the blue mantra. Kali, the red mantra. Ali, the white mantra. Lotus. And moon disc. Dissolve into a bindu, a seed, a bije. A bindu, a seed, a little drop. It's crystal clear, very beautiful. Slightly white on top and red on the bottom. Reddish on the bottom. This melts into nectar. Which permeates your tongue. You swallow. And your speech is now Vajra light. Diamond speech. So this is one of the key practices for moving the speech body, which is the body of all motives. This is a practice that in many traditions, the Tibetan traditions, in many places they do this practice. It takes maybe 5 minutes to do at the most. Do it every morning. I recommend it. Any questions?
Is there a way of doing it with the English
alphabet? Well, sure, you can do it with the English alphabet. You won't get the same sensitivity to the different vibrations in the body of communication. You could do it by saying, okay, the vowels are going clockwise, the consonants are going clockwise. But you won't get the same keying into the breath and into the speech body. As subtly. You could say abracadabra and have all the different circles going. And it would work too. But you're not going to get the fineness. The speech body is about fineness. So you've got it written down now. Om kaka dada nga cha 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 nga tuktara dra dra nya ta ta da da na pa 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 ma ya ra la va sa sha sa ha kshu. Om yada na he du ga ga va ha dun de jan da da ga da ya va da da. Tishan cha yo na ro da I want. Kind of catchy.
Top 40,
right now. could. You could do it with your name. And some teachers say just do it like that. I personally found that there was a remarkable difference when I finally forced myself to do it with the Amitkali, and it was much more effective. It depends on whether you just want to know generally what the meditation does, or you like those fine, and I like those fine points.
The rhythm, the sing-song quality that you have, is that something that's evolved with you doing it, or is that?
Probably. But most of the Tibetan is set up in a chanting way. If you've done some Tibetan chanting with two or three different groups, after a while you get, if there are this many there's this many syllables, this is probably the melody. You know, so I have done this only for a very short period of time with a group of people. Maybe twice I sat with a group. And I certainly would not like to say that I'm doing the melody that they did. But, you know, like some of the melodies are pretty standard, you know, in all the schools. Maybe they change the speed or draw at some parts. If you want to accent some part, you usually draw it out. So the awe, you're accenting that sense of loving kindness shining through it all space. As a longer focus. But a lot of it when you're doing the alphabet, because you're doing it three times, you're working more with the energy spin than you are with the actual. And the sounds, you know, is changing the breath for different sounds with the spinning energy this way and then this way. You find that it falls into a rhythm. Like I said, the Kali is in sets of five. Five sets of five mantra, and then it goes to the four seed syllables of the four elements. So if you do them that way, you begin to understand. Okay. Any other questions?
But the reason why you're doing this is to
one of the things that you will find is that a lot of your energy will balance better. It's not uncommon if first of all, your whole understanding of how energy works and motives work will start to clear, you'll start to have a clearer mind. If your interest is in the communications in the body that we call health, you begin to move toward that experience that some people talk about, the thousand eyes in the body, because that's only the thousand voices singing in the body. It's like being able to see the wisdom of any vibration. So it's like being able to hear is what you're doing. You're opening your consciousness to another way of perception. So you don't just have to use your brain. Is that okay? Do you understand?
Sure.
Because your brain gets tired. And some things that you're playing with, your brain can't believe. So this gives you another language that doesn't require your brain. It works directly with the intuitive, the felt sense with the energy field.
Can you purchase any of these on tapes or anything like that? Or the Tibetan chanting on tape? If you could practice it or learn it?
Well, I could. We could do it the way I do it just right now if you want to. I'm sure you could. I don't know where. I don't have a tape of the Ali Kali practice. Usually if you get tapes, it's not sort of people's morning practice very often. You know, you get a tape of the Green Tara Puja or the Chö teaching or people, you know, they do and they're at the set ones that people do morning after morning, they tend to not have on tape, you know? You have some on tape, you have Sanjay Chodan, Sochi Chodan Lala, that tape she was showing me. And eventually you probably will get the Ali Kali alphabet on tape, but that's part of the whole course that you have. Do you have it on tape?
Yeah, but I don't know that.
But
tape didn't want to go in, so I had to put it. It's on two tapes, but yeah, I got most of it. Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, it's very. You don't have to do it exactly. You just play with it. Om Svabhava Shuddha Sarvadharma Svabhava Shuddha Hum. How hard is that? You know that one, and you know 3 years ago you didn't. Yeah, and now you know you just go the elms, well, what should I throw it over? You know, and so I'm making you work a little. I'm making you go and visualize a star in your heart. I know it's terribly painful. Keep focusing on the star. And when thoughts intrude, you let your breath come in really deep again. Oma is first because of the primordial non-arising of all living. Right at the beginning? You got it? Randila Sachetendu Alada Tengpam Kata Alikarpo Yakodam Kalimarpo Yonkodam Tending Nong Po Yakola Miknanang Ram Jodu. I am the deity on my tongue from Amu, on it from Palm, a white lotus, round its center, white Ali clockwise, then red Kali counterclockwise. Haven't you got this written down?
Yeah.
Then the heart of dependent arising, blue and clockwise. I recite them in snake-like succession with the innermost. Then you sit there for a moment, you imagine yourself as radiant energy. Ah, and your tongue makes a little moon disc. Palm makes a little lotus. A little white circle going clockwise around it, a red circle going counterclockwise. Around it, a blue circle going clockwise. And you focus on the white one. Om a a e e u u re re le le e e o o am a swaha. Om a a e e u u re re le le e e o o am a swaha. Om a a e e u u re re le le e e o o. Now the red one. Om ka ka ga 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 cha 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 ga tra 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 nya ta ta da da na pa pa ba ba ma ya ra la wa sa sha sa ha ksha so ha. Om ka ka ga 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 cha 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 nya tra 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 nya ta ta da da na ba 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 ma ya ra la wa sa sha sa ha ksha so ha. Om ka ka ga 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 cha 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 ga tra 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 nya ta ta da da na pa pa ba ba ma ya ra la wa sa sha sa ha sha so. Om Yidamahe Tu Prabhavatin Te Shantata Kata Yavarata Te Shantcha Yo Nirodha Vamvari Mahashamana Swaha. English. Om of Dharmas which originate from causes that Tathagata has proclaimed the causes and the cessation, the truth-telling great ascetics. Pali, Sanskrit. Om Yidamahe Tu Prabhavatin Te Shantata Gata Yavarata Te Shanchaya Nirodha Vamvari. Sabon ngal teng ozu ji tik ten danang madaki sung nak chin tu ngak sung da pun so jasi rin chen da ta shi tak ya nam pa kuk tim pa ten ning kali da ali pa ma da danam ga ma chi tim bi je kyu Dien karma du tsu ju che jin du je ran zin ju. Light from the speech and mantra garlands summons in my inspiring power of speech, worldly and supermundane. In the form of the three mantras, seven perfect royal treasures, and the eight lucky signs. When these dissolve, the heart of dependent arising, Kali, Ali, lotus, and moon seed dissolve into a Bindu seed. clear but slightly white on top and reddish on the bottom. This melts into nectar which permeates my tongue. I swallow and my speech is butterland. Visualize it happening. So I'm sure you could make up a melody that you could do. That was pretty simple, wasn't it? It doesn't take long, does it? It takes a long time to write it out. But the actual doing of it is very quick, and it's very useful. Maybe somebody could write it out for Otto. Make an extra copy. Somebody would be making a good copy. Make a couple of copies. Of course, Wayne's wife does his for him, so he does not. Any questions? I covered a fair amount, didn't I, in these classes. You got a lot of stuff that you could play with, eh? I really appreciate, as usual, coming to Edmonton. It's a great joy for me. Thank you. Thank you for inviting me. Thank you for your patience with me. Thank you for your hunger. Keeps me honest. I appreciate it. Very beautiful gold light in your heart. It spreads through your body, through your arms, legs, and it pours out through your pores in all directions, above, below, in front, behind, right, left, of course. Wherever there is suffering due to ignorance of body, speech, or mind, it is temporarily assuaged by this light. And you think whatever wholesomeness has been gathered by our coming together is shared with all beings, so there is less suffering. Whatever wholesomeness has been gathered by our coming together, we share it with all beings, so there is less suffering. Whatever wholesomeness has been gathered by our coming together, we share it with all beings, so there is less suffering. Thank you for your great compassion.